This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. In the studio with me today is Dr. Nuriliza Binti Hajizako, and she is the Executive Director for System Structure at the Education Performance and Delivery Unit, or PADU as we know it. And today we are going to be talking about special education needs. Welcome, Dr. Nuriliza. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me here.
It's a pleasure to have you. So maybe before we get into special education needs, can you tell me a little bit about PADU and the work that you do?
Okay, PADU is a corporation under Ministry of Education. As you know, PADU is an acronym for Performance and Delivery Unit. And what we do is to ensure that whatever is planned under our education blueprint is implemented. Mm-hmm. So we work together as a partner for the Ministry of Education to ensure whatever there is planned, as I mentioned just now, in the initiative. We have about 21 initiatives that we plan to be delivered and meet the target as of 2025, as what we plan.
Mm-hmm. So you're the ones that make sure all action is taken, everything is delivered as promised in the blueprints.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for system structure, I mean, that's an important role. I mean, what do you do within that?
Under role? System structure, we have a few initiatives. One of it is to ensure that increase enrollment from preschools until upper secondary. Because as you know, even though we see everyone goes to school, but there is still students are left behind. So that's why we are encouraging parents to send their children to schools starting as early as 4 years plus until they finish their schools in Form 5.
Mm-hmm. So to basically complete right from preschool right up to SPM.
Yes, and when you say students, children, we want to make sure that every student, whether they are special needs or they are genius, to be enrolled in our school to get education. And access to education, we have to provide all the facilities needed to ensure that every child needs is acquired. They will get whatever they need.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Which brings us, of course, to special education needs, because, you know, everyone's needs are so different.
Yes.
But under our ministry and under PADU, what is SEND all about?
Okay, as you know, that not everyone will send their children, their special needs students to schools. You know, we still have students that are with special needs, they are not sent to schools. Mm-hmm. That's why we are encouraging. As of now, our students that are enrolled, the special needs students, enroll in our schools in MOE is about 85,000.
85,000, okay.
Yeah. So we know that out there is more. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do to encourage all parents to send their physical disability children and also their learning disability children to schools. Mm-hmm. Because we want them all to get equal rights in education.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So why did you want to focus on this? I mean, did it have anything to do with our sustainable development goals, you know, leaving no one behind?
Yes, there is one of it. Because one of our SDG is to ensure that every child get education. Mm-hmm. So that's why we are focusing on the SEND students. Mm-hmm. Because as you know, that every child have the right to get education.
Definitely.
Quality education. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's...
So, I mean, you are working to create awareness among the public also that, you know, that SEND students, you know, need or, you know, entitled to that right of quality education.
Yes, because as you know, right now we are encouraging inclusive education, what we call as Program Pendidikan Inclusive. Mm-hmm. But in inclusive education is when the SEND students study together in a normal classroom.
Right.
Okay. But again, as you know, some parents, both from both sides, from the normal side, I mean, for parents from the normal children and also from the SEND parents, they feel that is why should their children be studying in together in the same environment?
Right.
Because some parents, they don't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we need to encourage more awareness among parents, because every child, as I said, have the right to study together, because this is the real world. You know, we cannot keep all the special needs students in their own surrounding.
Yeah.
Because when they go out to the real world, they have to meet with all the kind of people.
Yeah.
So we are trying to encourage they have this learning curve from small that sand is not only their world. Mm-hmm. They have to be in the real world. That's why we are introducing, as we call it, inclusive education.
Okay. It's a tough one, isn't it? Especially getting other parents. Because, you know, everyone is, for lack of a better word, competitive.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody just wants the best for their children. Mm-hmm. So I guess, what sort of initiatives fall under this SEN? Mm-hmm. You know, what sort of things do you do through that?
Okay, as I mentioned, one of it is we have in SEN programs, we have special needs schools. The special needs schools is entirely for the schools itself. They have mostly it will be for the blind and the deaf, mm-hmm. the special schools. And then we have normal schools, which have special class for the special needs students. Okay. We call that integration, mm-hmm. program integration. And now we are enhancing the inclusiveness. So we have three programs for the SEN student.
Okay.
Now also, we are also introducing zero reject policy. So even though any child that needs education, we have to accept it. Mm-hmm. Schools have to accept it.
And what are your aims, you know? I mean, how much of a percentage of students would you like to see, you know, enrolled in these SEN initiatives?
Okay. Now it's about 85%. Thousands, yeah. Enrolled in our schools. When I say our, it's in our education system. And out of that, we want to increase the inclusiveness. Mm-hmm. We don't want to separate them. Mm-hmm. Like they are special needs students. We want them to study in an inclusive classroom. And our target is that 75% out of the special needs students study together in the same environment.
Okay. Mm. All right. And how successful are you in that, you know, working towards that? It requires a whole systems change, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We need system change. As I said before, our target is 75% by 2023. Mm-hmm. Okay. How? There's a lot of things. As I mentioned just now, it's awareness among parents. Mm-hmm. We have to show it to create awareness because as some of the parents, they still feel uncomfortable when they mix together the normal children and the SEN students. That is where awareness is we really need. Because they are, the students, the child is the same, mm-hmm. whether mm-hmm. they are SEN or not. They are the same. We have to treat them equally. So I think the most important is the community and the parents. They play a most important role. And again, the schools itself, even the school community, we also need to educate teachers. We need to educate the leaders of the schools, the guru basar, the PGBs, as we call the head teachers, mm-hmm. to ensure that they welcome all the SEN students. Because still there is some group that feel that the SEN students are a burden. Mm-hmm, So we really need to educate both, everyone. So we have been successful, I guess I said, not again that 100% successful.
Sure.
But we are moving towards that.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So now the acceptance is higher. And then, parents want to send their children to schools. And then we are working together with all the NGOs to ensure that we get support from the NGOs and also from the private sectors. Mm-hmm. As you know, when you want to enroll SEN students in schools, we need all the facilities. We need to equip the schools with the right equipment.
The right equipment and facilities, yeah,
yeah, facilities, right infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But then again, our schools are not well equipped yet. Okay, as of now, it's only like 49% from the 10,000 schools are equipped. Mm-hmm. So we have about 51%
to go.
That is with the basic infrastructure for the preschools. For the schools, from preschools to the upper secondary schools. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because that's why we need all the help from the public, or from the private sectors, from the NGOs to help us to ensure that the infrastructure is, our schools are equipped with the right infrastructure, friendly, OKU friendly infrastructure.
Yeah, because I mean, what is the point of, you know, putting all these initiatives if the people, if the students can't even get to the school or can't access the schools properly? Okay, all right. Another focus area for the SEN initiative is ensuring the employability of students in the market. And I mean, it's so important, right? Yeah. You know, like you said, you know, teach them one thing in school and then when they're out in the real world, how do they survive? So what are some areas in which SEN students are trained in?
Okay, in fact, most now we are focusing on TVET.
TVET, okay.
Yeah, vocational. Because I think that is where they can be better because it's hands and hands-on. Mm-hmm. We have also a college vocational for the SEN students. And in some areas, they are much, much better than normal students. They can do better things like making cakes if they are into it, yeah, because they have their own specialty, yes. And then they will be graduated with what we call Nation Skills Certificate. Mm-hmm. That is marketable.
Okay.
So, but again, what we are doing right now, some of the companies, some of the employers, they have some reservation to accept SEN students. So again, we need to educate them. And what we are doing now is preparing these students, not only from the vocational schools, but also from the normal schools, because as of last year, only 30% out of who leave after Form 5, the graduate of Form 5 finish their secondary schools, only about 30% can get the marketable, they get into job. So how about the 70%?
Yeah.
The 30% is also include the higher to go to higher education, the tertiary education.
Right.
So what are we right now? What we are going to what are we doing now? Is to do like a special program we call transition program.
Okay.
We need to educate them, to educate the SEN students and also prepare the SEN students to go to the job market. Because again, before this, we thought we can give them all the education without preparing them. I mean, we can go easily to the job market, but then again, we need to train them, prepare them. Mm-hmm. So that's what one of the areas that we are going to do, we are doing right now, we call transition program. Mm-hmm. We are putting them, the students, with the company for a short period. I mean, like an internship.
Internships, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. So that they know what is out there for them.
Okay, and I think that's important, you know, not just for children with students with special needs, but all students also need that, right? Yeah, but going back to what you were talking about, you know, public and private partnerships, I mean, since then, the SEN initiative is also reaching out to private organizations out there. How would you say that these sorts of public and private partnerships play a crucial role in making that positive change that we need in the education transformation journey? Yeah.
Yes, I think it will help a lot because, again, as you know, a lot of things we need for the special needs students because, firstly, is the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. We need all sorts of help from the private sector if they can help with the right infrastructure for the students, for the SEN students. The basic needs is like a RAM. And also the special toilet for them, you know. If they can help the education ministry with that, we welcome that very much. Again, we also need materials. Mm-hmm. As you know that some of our equipments are outdated. Mm-hmm. So like a Braille.
Yeah.
We need the latest learning material for the students. If we can get help from the private sectors, I think it will be very good because, as you know, technology change. But again, when we want to, it's very fast. It's also even in education, SEN education, the technology change is very fast, but we can't cope with the changes.
Okay, all right. And, you know, during his speech in the Amanat Tahun Baharu, the Minister of Education, Dr. Mazli Malik, actually stressed the importance of collective efforts in order to improve the education system. So, in what ways can the private sector in particular contribute in this effort?
Okay, as I mentioned, we need all, even in the classroom support, okay? we need a specialist for every, as you know now, autism, dyslexia, you know. Even now, our specialist in that area is still...
Limited.
Limited, yeah, still limited. So speech therapists, a lot. So if possible, you want to encourage more people to be involved in that area. Mm-hmm. If the private sector can support that, give scholarship for teachers
to go training.
Yes, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also again, as I mentioned, the infrastructure to equip the schools with the right infrastructure.
Right.
Because we need that. We cannot, as you said, cannot send the special students to the school without supporting their needs. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then again, equipment, learning tools, materials, all that, we still need that, because again, the technology changed very fast, you know, and now all sorts. Last time we talked about physical disability, we talked blind or deaf, but now there is a combination of a blind and a deaf. How to teach students with a blind and a deaf? Mm-hmm. So we need a special equipment, a special learning materials for these students. Mm-hmm. So I think that is where the private sector can help in, because they can, in every other way, they can help us to ensure that our SEND students get the right learning environment.
So obviously there is a huge need for this public-private partnerships. Mm-hmm. And I think previously it was difficult for the private sector to deal directly with mm-hmm. schools.
Yeah.
And I think this was probably what prevented, you know, the private organizations mm. from helping the school. So with the PPP initiative, how has this changed? And, you know, can you share with us the current process of helping schools?
I agree with you, because before this, it's quite bureaucracy. You know, that limits the involvement of the private sectors. We understand all the issues. That's why starting last year, we have come up with a circular and also guidelines to help how private sectors can help schools.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are giving more them a clear guidelines to the private sector, clear guidelines to the teachers, to the schools. How can they accept help from the private sectors? So we are cutting all the bureaucracy, so it will be more welcoming for the private sectors to help schools, to help all schools, to help not only for SEND initiative, but to help other initiative to ensure transformation quality education.
Okay, all right. And so this is obviously a work in progress. Mm. There's still a lot of help
yes.
needed. But if you would, you know, like to just leave one last message to everybody out there, you know, how can we all, you know, get involved with, you know, more inclusive education and ensuring that everyone has access to education?
I think to change it, we need all. As the people always say, if you want to change, we need awareness to change a thing. So I guess education is not only the role of MOE, Ministry of Education, but the role of everyone, the private sector, the community, the parents. So I guess everyone needs to play their role to ensure that access to education, access to quality education, and every child have the right to a quality education.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Noliza. Mm-hmm. I've been speaking to Dr. Noliza Binti Hajizakwa, and she's the Executive Director for System Structure at the Education Performance and Delivery Unit, or PADU for short. And we were talking about, you know, the need for everyone actually to get involved in making sure that everyone has access to education. And we've been talking about the Ministry's Special Education Needs Program. If you'd like to get in touch or you'd like to find out more about the work that PADU does, you can always visit their website, padu.edu.my. You've been listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.